This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's open up something tonight, which is receive the promise by light, or receiving the promise by light. Let's begin from Galatians chapter 3 tonight, from verse 5. Galatians chapter 3 from verse 5. It says, "He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" That is, how do miracles happen? Do they happen by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, this was the Apostle Paul speaking here to the Galatian church. He was asking this question, you know, he was posing this question to the Galatian church, and he said to them that the miracles that happen, is it happening by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? That is it what you are experiencing? Is it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And Jesus said, "Let him that has ear hear what the Spirit is saying." The Bible speaking in Acts chapter 10 verse 44. It said, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word." Which heard the word. So not all ears have the capacity to hear, and not all eyes have the capacity to see. So it now says that let the ears that let the hearing ears hear, and let the seeing eyes see. And what the Spirit is saying, it's revelation. So he says here, the Spirit ministering to us, is it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? That is to say, when you and I are able to hear by revelation, it stirs up faith on the inside of us. He that does miracle among you, is he doing that miracle by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Why? Because the righteousness of faith, it speaks on this wise. That is to say, there is a way the righteousness which is of faith speaks. There is a wisdom by which the righteousness that is of faith speaks. So he that works miracles amongst you, how does he do it? It is by the hearing of faith. It is not by the works of the law. Then Paul the apostle, he continued further in verse 6, and he said to us, "Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness." Even as he believed God, that which he believed was accredited to him for righteousness. He believed God, and his faith was accounted, his faith was credited for righteousness. Verse 7, he says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." Those which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So it is not everyone that is the children of Abraham. It is only those who are of faith. It is only those who are of faith. And he said, those who are of faith, they are the children of Abraham. How many faith people do I have in the house tonight? If you're a faith person, give Jesus your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Declare, say, "I am a seed of Abraham." Thunder, "I am the seed of Abraham." Say, "Because I am of faith, I am the seed of Abraham." He said, "They that are of faith, they are the children of Abraham." So the connection into the Abrahamic covenant, it's the currency of faith. The connection to receiving the promise is the currency of faith. They that be of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So which means what I need to be a child of Abraham is to be of faith. That is, if I'm a child of Abraham by faith, then whatsoever God has promised Abraham, me too. Whatsoever promise God has made to Abraham, me too. God said to Abraham in Genesis 12, "I will bless those that bless you." That is to say, that applies to you as well. Why? Because you are the child of Abraham by faith. So God will bless those who blesses you. He went further and said, "I will curse those who curse you." You too. So Abraham, the Bible says, was rich in silver, he was rich in cattle, he was rich in gold. You too. Why? Because you are of faith. So whatsoever God did in Abraham, God has committed himself to do the same thing in your life. And I pray for you today, everyone under the sound of my voice, I declare, the last time you suffer that shame, it will not happen again in the name of Jesus. Today becomes the last time you will ever encounter that shame in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, today will be the last time anyone will ever identify you with anything that is anti-redemption in the name of Jesus. Today will be the last time anyone will ever identify you with things that are contrary to what Jesus died for in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today, whatever area of your life you have suffered lack, I declare by the promises of scriptures, receive provision in the name of Jesus. I say receive provision in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. And the Bible now tells us, as we continue in Galatians 3, verse 8 now says, and the scripture, foreseeing that God will justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. So Abraham received the gospel. God preached the gospel. God was the one who preached the gospel to Abraham. God preached the gospel to Abraham. He preached it to Abraham. That is, he began to tell Abraham, I have made you the custodian of the blessings of the nations of the world. That is to say, anyone who curses Abraham, they can never prosper. Why? God has made him the custodian of the blessing of the nations of the earth. He said, say, indeed shall all nations be blessed. That is why no one curses Abraham and prospers. Why? Because of the blessings of the nation is contained in Abraham. The blessings of the nation. They that be of faith, the same are blessed. They that be of faith. So the same way God blessed Abraham, he blessed you too. And if you and I are going to enjoy or see the manifestation of this blessing, we must have the light to what God has already done. Light is what gives us access to the manifestation of this blessing that God has blessed you and I too. The same way he has conferred it on Abraham, he has conferred it on you. And by light, you are able to receive the promises that God has already given to you. I pray for you from this day. I decree and I declare things will work for you in the name of Jesus. I say things will work for you in the name of Jesus. The blessing will manifest on your life in the name of Jesus. Because you are of faith, the same blessing Abraham manifested in this season, you and I, we will manifest it in greater dimension in the name of Jesus. I declare, receive the blessing, manifest the blessing, live in the blessing in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Verse 9 now says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. The word blessed means empowered. Empowered to succeed. The word blessed means to be fortunate. The word blessed means to be envied. The word blessed means empowered to succeed. So, they which be of faith, the same are blessed with faithful Abraham. Your family background notwithstanding. They which be of faith, your academic qualification notwithstanding, they which be of faith, the same are blessed with faithful Abraham. Can I declare over you tonight? I prophesy from this day, you will be the envy of your community in the name of Jesus. I declare whatever city you are in, you will be the envy of that territory in the name of Jesus. After now, where you were ignored, you shall be recognized in the name of Jesus. I say you shall be recognized in the name of Jesus. We are blessed with faithful Abraham. Why are you blessed with faithful Abraham? You are blessed because of faith. Faith in what Jesus has done. Faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. Faith in the resurrection of Christ. Faith in the glorification of Christ. And because you are of faith, you are blessed together with faithful Abraham. Boldly declare. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. Thunder the same blessing. that was on Abraham is upon my life. Right now, I command a blessing be activated by light in the name of Jesus. Thunder, amen. And anyone that is under any form of curse, I declare tonight the curse is broken in the name of Jesus. The curse is terminated in the name of Jesus. Anything that remotely looks like the curse that is parading itself around you as a result of ignorance, I pray for you today. That curse is terminated in the name of Jesus. Be it a curse from your mother's side, from your father's side, a curse in your bloodline, by the light of God's word tonight, that curse is broken in the name of Jesus. I declare you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. The blessing swallows the curse around you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Oh, give the Lord your highest praise. They thought they've left you behind. By the time the blessing begins to speak, you will overtake in the name of Jesus. 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 5 months from now, when they look at you, they will find you at the front in the name of Jesus. I said they will find you at the front in the name of Jesus. Before they used to see you behind, but by the reason of the blessing, as you walk in it by light, they will find you at the front in the name of Jesus. I say, receive speed in the name of Jesus. By faith, Abraham received speed. I declare tonight, by faith and by the speakings of the blessing, let there be speed for you this year in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace to overtake in the name of Jesus. Receive the mantle to overtake in the name of Jesus. Declare after me boldly. Say, by the blessing. Thunder, by the blessing. Thunder, by the blessing. I will pursue. I will overtake. And I will recover all. Thunder, by the blessing. 2025. I will pursue. I will overtake. And I will recover all. If you believe it, give me two. Amen. Two. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Let me show you something. The same 8. Verse 8 and 9. Quickly. He said, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, God preached the gospel to Abraham. What was the gospel he preached to him? This is the gospel, saying, indeed, that was the gospel Abraham heard, indeed shall all the nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith blessed. If he didn't tell us what God preached, we would have been confused. He was very careful, saying, what was God preaching to Abraham? What was he preach? What did he preach? Saying, God preached the blessing to Abraham. He preached the blessing to Abraham. And our translation puts it this way. What's more, the scripture looked forward to this time. To the time that you and I are in. New Living Translation. Thank you so much. The scripture looked forward to this time when God will make the Gentiles right in his sight because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news. My friend, our father Abraham received good news before you and I received the good news. And what was the good news? He said, the good news was this, that all nations will be blessed through you. So all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. I pray for you. Let the blessing speak for you in the name of Jesus. Ayanama, receive the blessing in the name of Jesus. That is, you who have put your faith in Christ, you share the same blessing our father of faith received. Not less. No reduction. You share the same blessing. Abraham prospered in the presence of his enemies. You too prosper in the presence of your enemies. Abraham entered the land with nothing. He arrived with nothing. He arrived with nothing. When the blessing kicked in, the man was so blessed that everyone around him envied him. You too. You may have started with nothing, but I came to declare, by the blessing, you will finish this year plenty in the name of Jesus. You will finish this year with plenty in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. God preaching the gospel to Abraham. And the gospel was, listen, Abraham, through you nations shall be blessed. Verse 16, Galatians 3. Now to Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made, he saith not unto seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. So the seed of Abraham is Christ. So the seed God is talking about here, he's not talking about Isaac. He's talking about Christ. He's not talking about, because if he was to talk about Isaac, you and I will not be qualified for the blessing. We will have been exempted because you and I are not part of Israel originally. But now by Christ, we have been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel. So God was careful. He said the seed we're talking about is Christ. So that nobody will arise and exclude you from what God has done. He said the seed is Christ. The seed is Christ. Not seeds as of many, but seed as of one. Which means singular. Seed, not a plural seed. Seed as of one, singular, Christ. And verse 29. Let's read it together, actually. Verse 29. Put it for me. Thank you so much. Verse 29. Can we all read? Everyone on the screen. Put your eyes on the screen. Let's read together. At the count of three. One, two, three. Go. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. How many are Christ here? How many are in Christ here? How many belong to Christ here? That means you are a heir to the promise Abraham received from the Almighty God. So when you say Abraham's blessings are mine, it should not just be a birthday song. You know, my wife's family, every time there's birthday in their family, their mother will call them. And the song is, Abraham's blessings are mine. It should not just be a birthday song. You are in Christ. So the blessing of Abraham belongs to you. Now thunder, Abraham's blessings are mine. Thunder loud and clear, Abraham's blessings are mine. If you belong to Christ, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. Why? Because Christ is the seed of Abraham. Christ is the seed of Abraham. And Christ, and because Christ is the seed of Abraham, and you belong to Christ, then you have been grafted into the promises God made to Abraham automatically. You have been migrated by salvation. You have been migrated. You have been grafted in into the class of the Abrahamic blessing. Why? Because you are in Christ. You are in Christ. And verse 29, the same verse 29, let's look at the New Living Translation. It says, and now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heir. And God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. You are the seed of Abraham. You are an inheritor according to the promise. That is to say, there is a promised inheritance. And this promised inheritance is for those that belong to Christ. It's not for everybody. It's for those who belong to Christ. Automatically, by you belonging to Christ, you qualify. That is why no devil can disqualify you. No devil, no curse can disqualify you. Are you understanding me tonight? The day you got born again, you were grafted in. Whether you liked it or not, you were grafted in. You were brought in. You that was nobody, you are now somebody. You that was in darkness, he has brought you into marvelous light. Ayanamorosa. Now that you are in Christ, you qualify. You qualify for testimony. You qualify for healing. You qualify for restoration. You qualify for open doors. You qualify. You qualify. And I declare, receive the blessing that God has given to you in the name of Jesus. You qualify. And the Bible tells us, Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace, which we stand, we rejoice. The reason we rejoice is because there is a hope of glory for us. We rejoice. We are not mourning. We rejoice. We rejoice. The believer rejoices. In the midst of challenge, we rejoice because we know at the end of the challenge, there is a hope of glory. There is hope. How many believe there is hope for you? You believe there is hope for you? Give the Lord your praise tonight. Rejoice if you believe there is hope for you. He said, we have access into this grace. We access grace through the workings of faith. Faith grants us access into the grace. Grace is the distributor of salvation. Salvation, everything that salvation has given is distributed on the platform of grace. But you cannot access it without faith. So grace brings salvation. Faith brings grace. When you acquire faith, faith brings you into grace. By grace, you enjoy salvation. When you acquire grace, salvation overflows. What is salvation? Healing. What is salvation? Breakthrough. Salvation is not just only you confessing Jesus and going to heaven. Salvation is honor, is increase, open doors, protection, deliverance, lifting, abundance, prosperity, manifestation of testimonies. Enemies working for you. They don't like you, they are giving to you. They gossip about you, but when they see you, they bow before you. Salvation. Are you understanding me? You are the least qualified, yet you are the most employed. Salvation. You don't have certificate, yet you are certified. Salvation. You don't have connection, but you cannot be disgraced. Salvation. They put you at the back, but somehow you are still leading in front. Salvation. They say you are not the one that shall rise to the top, but when they get to the summit, you are there waiting for them. Salvation. They close the door when they pass, but by the time they got to the other side, they discovered, how did you arrive? Because we closed the door against you. Salvation. I declare over you, by the blessing, manifest this year in the name of Jesus. Salvation. Salvation. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Hey! The grace that brings. The grace that brings. The grace that brings. That is why a nobody like you, all of a sudden, you spring a surprise. You that cannot pay house rent, all of a sudden, by the time God is done with you, you are building houses for others. You that was struggling to pay school fees for your children, all of a sudden, you have a foundation that you are paying school fees for other children. Salvation. Because when God meets you, he doesn't leave you the way he met you. Ask Abraham. Abraham left with nothing. No bank account, no trust fund, no nothing. But by the time the Almighty God was done with him, Abraham had his own personal soldiers. I hope you know. He had his own trained soldiers. Soldiers are meant for nations. But one man has his own army. That was why when they wanted to destroy his is it cousin or nephew, what's his name, Lot, you know, it was his trained soldiers that went to fight the battle. A man has trained soldiers. Do you know what it is? I was reading an article the other day about how much these guys who own bodyguards are paying. They say some of the bodyguards is about 350,000 rands a month. I say, with that money, to pay another man to be hanging around me. Except the Lord watches the city, the watchman is wasting his time. We've seen people assassinated with their bodyguards present. I said, 50,000, don't give one man just to be standing. That when the bullet comes, he dodges. No way, man. He will give his angels charge over you. You know, the other time I spoke to Pastor Mola, you know, he looks out for me a lot. Sometimes, and you know, he has some men who will follow me. And I told him, look, okay, when I'm in the mall, who is following me? I said, please, just let them be in the service. Because and honestly, if I'm in the mall, who is following me? So why are you following me in my own house? And outside, you're not following me. I'm on a race. I'm running on a road. Nobody's following me. My friend, leave all those things. Give the Lord your praise. I said, no, tell the guys, don't stop, please. salvation. Hey, the man was so blessed, so lifted. Pakapa, parataya. I declare over you today, by the time this year is over, you'll be a thousand times better than where you are today. In the name of Jesus. The grace of God that brings has appeared. That is why you, a nobody, can become somebody. The grace that brings. The grace that brings. You that used to catch a lift, all of a sudden, you are buying cars to be a blessing to others. The grace that brings. The grace that brings salvation has appeared. How did it appear? By faith. Grace makes us stand and rejoice in the expectation of the glory of God. What is glory? Glory means weight. Glory means substance. Glory. We have access into this grace. We have access into healing, access into miracles, access into wealth, access into power. Why? Because grace brings. When miracle breaks forth, it is the manifestation of grace. How? Because by faith, you have received light, and by that light you have received, faith has been stirred on your inside. And that was why the Apostle Paul began by asking, he that dwelt miracles among you, how is he doing it? Is it by the works of the flesh or by miracle or by faith? He said by faith. Because until light comes, faith cannot come. The reason why there is no faith available for so many believers is because no light has shined in that area. There are believers right now who don't believe that God wants them to do well in life. They believe that. There are believers right now who don't believe that God wants them to do well. Why? Because light has not shined in that area. As a result, they have no faith to believe that God wants them to do well in life. There are believers who believe that their marriage can never do well. There are believers who believe that their children can never do. There are believers who believe that certain areas of their life can be doing well, but other areas should not do well. That, you know, will you always receive good from God and not receive bad from God? God doesn't give bad. There's no badness in God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9 to 10. Paul speaking. He said, for I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was. So he said, you know, I am what I am by the grace of God, but that grace did not allow me to stay idle. I still have to labor. That's where these hyper grace boys are missing it. I still have to labor. He said, even though I can see that I am what I am is by the grace of God, but there is a measure of labor required. Because that grace that is upon me also enables me to labor. When you remove the labor part of destiny, you're not in grace, you're in fake. He said, yeah, the grace is on me. I'm what I am by the grace of God. But there is the labor part because, you know, in as much as I want God to make me pass my exams, I must still study my books, the labor part. In as much as I want peace in my marriage, I must still learn and be trained on how to treat my wife well and treat my husband well, the labor part. The labor part. In as much as I want my business to prosper, I shouldn't be going to my business place when it is 12 noon. And I arrive, I browse around the place 15 minutes and I'm in the mall roaming around. And I say, I'm an entrepreneur. You're not entrepreneuring nothing. There is a labor part. The labor part tells you you're the owner of business. You arrive before everybody. You are the last to leave. You are the first to arrive. The labor part. The labor part. Listen, I'm the first to arrive at Alive Church every Sunday. I'm the number one to arrive. I open the church. I don't sit at home and say I'm the bishop. Which bishop? There's no bishop anywhere. Stand up and labor. Man of God, labor. There is the labor part. Grace enables me to labor. To put in the work. so that I do not take the grace of God in vain. As I saw these hyper-grace boys, they are broke. Poverty is tormenting them. Poverty sitting on their head. The only thing they know is Facebook scripture. And they say, ride on. That's the only thing they get. Check their life. Nothing is working. Marriage scattered. Children all over the place. Nothing. Broke. Why? Because the labor part, they want to remove it. No. Grace teaching us to deny ungodliness. Please give Jesus praise tonight. He said, I'm the least. I'm not worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church. But the grace of God has made me what I am. And his grace towards me was not in vain. How? I labored more abundantly than any of them. And we can see the results. That was why the revelation of the New Testament was given to this man who labored. My friend, there is a laboring part for light to be birthed on your inside. This year, I declare, may you not ignore labor in the name of Jesus. May you not be lazy where you ought to labor in the name of Jesus. As I labored, inasmuch as I am what I am by his grace, I labored. I prophesy over you this year, you will be 1,000 times better in the name of Jesus. I declare, as your amen will thunder tonight, you will disappoint your enemies in the name of Jesus. You will overtake your overtakers in the name of Jesus. The door they closed against you, I stand here today. I lift up the rod of higher authority and I speak by the Holy Ghost. The doors are open in the name of Jesus. The doors are open in the name of Jesus. Where they have mocked you, after today, they will celebrate you in the name of Jesus. By light, you will be celebrated in the name of Jesus. By light, you shall be celebrated in the name of Jesus. Give me 3 powerful amen. 2, 3. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So this year, we get into labor. Shabara gadayada. Parakatoska pataya. You labor. That business will not grow on its own. You labor. This business, you can't remain like this. I can't be counting rands and cents. And I'm making excuses that witches in my village. No. Witches cannot touch a man that is in the blessing. That is why I have to show you where you are. You are blessed with faithful Abraham. In that office, you are laboring. You are laboring. You want promotion, position yourself, labor. Not that you are the last to arrive, you are the first to leave. Once it is 3:15:59, you are by the door. Once it's complete, 1600, you're gone. They tell you do this, they say it's not my job description. That is why when it's time to promote, they bypass you. Learn everything you can. Who knows? You may be the next CEO. I am what I am by the grace of God. But that grace was not in vain because I labored more than all the other apostles. By light, I discovered that if I don't labor, even though the grace is on me, the grace will be in vain. So I labored. I labored to raise my children, knowing that I can't leave my children in the hands of teachers alone. Teachers have their part. I have my part to labor to raise my children. I can't leave them in the hands of Sunday school teachers. I must labor to raise my children. Labor to maintain my marriage. My friend, marriage is work. After the cake, the 6 steps. By the time you finish cutting the cake, in the night, the knife is waiting for both of you in the bedroom. The knife is now waiting. You can either use the knife to cut each other, or you can use the knife to clear the road for your marital bliss. It's in your hands. You think to be married for 20 years and still it's you know, the grace of God. My friend, yes, there is the grace element, but there's the labor element. Learning to know your wife and learning to know your husband. Learning how to respond and learning how to keep quiet for your own deliverance. Knowing, learning when a trick question is sent your direction and you sit down like Jesus, you're writing on the ground. And by the time you write, say, let's just pray about it. Or you think to be married, you know, is to be wearing uniform. Papa and mama uniform. Oh, there's a labor part. As a student, there's a labor part. They send you to the top to be the next CEO. There is a labor part. You think they're paying you that fat salary for nothing? No. They expect results. And when they demand for results, don't complain. That is why they pay. They pay you six figure. And don't want to give results. No. You must give results. Labor part. The grace of God is already on you. Now, use that grace to produce results. Let them not regret hiring you. Give Jesus praise. Let's rise on our feet. Let's go on.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.